Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I just want to add one comment. Just one brief comment. But, you know, I think that the enemy was trying to bring us down, but he chose the wrong time. I was so saturated with your teachings. I actually had been working at my computer for weeks, and I just had it playing hundreds of hours. And so he timed it badly. We were such at a peak that he...
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. God bless
you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's exciting. You know, the way that the church is set up right now, it's used to people coming to a minister to get prayer. And we look to people that have anointings on them. And that's the way that most Christians receive a healing. And even though God has used that, that's very inefficient. Because I can't be with you. Other preachers can't be with you. I believe the way God wants to make the body of Christ work is for you to learn the truths and get to a place to where, just like David and Mary, when things hit, she calls up her friend and says, "Oh, David's in the hospital. I'm so blessed." That's because the word had changed their attitude. They had no fear. They had faith because they've been abiding in the word. But most people, when problems hit, they have to run to someone else. It's similar to what the scripture says about that, you know, the person that builds their house on the sand, and then the storm comes and it washes that house away. But the person that builds their house on the rock, it can withstand a storm. And so if you've built your house on the sand and it gets washed away when troubles come, what you have to do is run next door to the person whose house was built on the rock. And that's what the body of Christ has been doing, is going to the few people who dedicate their life totally to seeking God, and they depend upon those people to get you well and to get you things. But what we've got to do is get people to where they stand on the Word of God and they receive. And that's what I've been trying to do this week, is to teach you these truths, that God, when you got born again, you became a totally brand new person. And you have this raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And it's just a matter of you focusing on who you are in Christ. And I've been teaching on this and just saying it over and over and over in different ways. Last night I was talking about how that faith is seeing what is true in the spiritual realm and making it become true in the physical realm. And that your soul, the way you think and feel, is like a bridge that allows what's true in your born-again spirit to dominate and control your physical body. And I use this example of a pipe. It's like that a power that's in your spirit has to flow through your soul to reach into your physical body. And if your soul is crossways, if it's unrenewed, it stops the flow of God's power. I want to continue to talk along those lines this morning and share something with you. And this is really been ministering to me and being a blessing. Let's look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and this is continuing the fact that it's the Spirit that is the change part of you, and you've got to get to where you walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You've got to get to where you see and base your life on who you are in the Spirit and not what you feel in your physical body. And for so many people, this is very hard to do because they've spent their whole lifetime exclusively dealing with just the physical realm. And now you've got to put some effort into changing the way you think and seeing who you are in Christ. Look at these verses. This is the Apostle Paul speaking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in verse 17... he says, "Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, this is major. Paul here is saying some things, just matter of fact, that people just miss the importance of what he's saying. But Paul says, we aren't looking at things that are seen, but I'm looking at things that aren't seen. Let me ask you, how can you see something if it can't be seen? How do you look at things that can't be seen? See, most people just pass over these scriptures and they don't even think about it. But this is major what he says. He says, we are looking not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. And if you were here last night and heard what I've said, maybe you got a little bit of basis for understanding this. But what he was doing was seeing with his heart. He was seeing by faith. And he was more dominated by what he could see in the spirit realm by faith than he was by what he could see with his physical eyes. Most of us, it's exactly the opposite. Most of us are just controlled by what you see and what you hear and what you feel. That controls us. It dominates most people. And that's not the way that God made us to be. You know, for time's sake, I'm not going to turn over to all of these verses, but I'll reference them and you can go study this out on your own. But when God created Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2, you find how that they walked with God and they talked with God. And then in Genesis chapter 3 is where they sinned and they ate of the forbidden fruit. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, it says that when they ate of this fruit, their eyes were opened and they saw that they were naked. Now, again, if you would use your mind when you read the Bible, it would really help you. You ought to think when you read the Bible. What does this mean that their eyes were open? Does this mean that they had been walking around with their eyes closed the entire time? Certainly not. The scripture says that they saw the tree, that it was good and pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. So their eyes were open, and yet the Bible here talks about that their eyes were open. What does that mean? Prior to them sinning, Adam and Eve, they didn't just have five senses the way you and I do, what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. God created us with six senses, and the sixth sense is faith. You can see and know things beyond your five senses. And I believe that Adam and Eve walked by faith more than they walked by sight. To prove it, when their eyes were open, they realized they were naked. Did you know that they had been naked the entire time, but they had never noticed that they were naked? Again, most of you probably hadn't thought about this. We just read things and don't think about it. And religion has come along and people have said, oh, they were clothed in the glory of God. They were wearing the glory of God and that hid their nakedness. No, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, I believe it's verse 25 right there, the last verse of Genesis chapter 2, it says, the man and his wife were both naked. That's before they sinned. So they weren't clothed in some glory. You could say things like that for the purpose of using an allegory, an illustration, but reality, they were both naked. They both had their physical eyes open and had never even noticed that they were naked. Most of us think, oh, I don't understand that. That's because we are so controlled by our five senses that we can't even think about somebody acting that way. But God created Adam and Eve, and they were operating so much in the spirit realm that they could hear the voice of God. It doesn't mean that they heard it with their physical ears. I believe they heard it in their heart. I hear God speak to me. God has told me things. I've called out people's names before that I've never seen. I said, your name's Mary. I've told them their name. I've told people things, and I've never heard an audible voice. I hear it in my heart. God speaks to me. I believe that they were hearing with their spiritual ears. They were seeing God, not with their physical eyes, but they were seeing into the spiritual realm. They could see God. They could hear God. They were spirit dominated and they were so controlled by the spirit that they hadn't even noticed that they didn't have clothes on. Imagine that. Imagine thinking that you are so God conscious. You're thinking about God. You're thinking about who you are in Christ so much that you don't even remember to put on your clothes. And let me just say this. Even if you get that spiritual, the rest of us aren't that spiritual. So please put on your clothes. And cover up. I'm not telling you not to wear your clothes, but I'm saying Adam and Eve were so God conscious they had never noticed that they were naked. And also the scripture says that they had never noticed this tree until Satan pointed it out. And yet the Bible says it was in the midst of the garden. If you look that word midst up in the Hebrew, it's a mathematical term talking about if you took two diagonals through the garden, the intersection of those two points is where that tree was. And the significance of that is that that means that this tree of the knowledge of good and evil wasn't in a corner someplace to where they could easily miss it and just forget it. It was in the very middle of the garden, just by the law of averages. They had to have seen that tree, walked by that tree more than any other tree in the garden, and yet they had never noticed it. Because God told them not to notice it, and so they just were obeying God, and their focus had never been on that tree. They had never noticed that they were naked. They were walking with God in the spirit realm so that they weren't thinking about the things that you and I think. God didn't make us to live the way that people are living today, to where we are just going around going only by what we can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And I believe even past generations have had it better than us, because we have television and videos and DVDs and music, and we have so many things now that are available to us that we are more plugged in to our five senses than probably most generations. People used to sit down and have no sound and nothing going on and just sit and think, and they could hear their spirit and they could be receptive to things that a lot of people today can't do. We are so busy, it chokes the Word of God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Our television and radio programs, our tapes, our books, our study guides, everything is designed to help share the Word with you. But you know, the very best way that I can get these truths into you in an in-depth way is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We have a campus right here in Colorado Springs, and then we have over 1,000 people that are in extension schools taking correspondence and things. There's many ways that you could take advantage of this, but I tell you, I just want you to be able to get saturated and immersed in this, and the best way I know to do that is through our Charis Bible College. So please call or write today.